Empire Remote, this is BOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden said Tuesday he told Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell during a phone call that although they disagree on a lot of things, there are things they can work together on. McConnell, who had refrained from declaring Biden the winner, said in a Senate speech Tuesday that Biden's victory on Monday in the Electoral College made his claim to a four-year term in the White House a reality. Trump, President Trump that is, who has continued to make unfounded claims that he was cheated out of re-election, did not immediately respond to McConnell's acknowledgement that Biden would become the country's 46th president on January the 20th. U.S. President-elect Biden has named Pete Buttigieg, one of his former rivals for the Democratic presidential nomination, as head of the Department of Transportation in his new administration, according to multiple news outlets. Buttigieg was the first openly gay majority party candidate to win convention delegates in the bid for the White House, but Buttigieg's campaign eventually stalled and he dropped out of the race before the Democratic Party primaries in early March and later endorsed Biden. As transportation chief, Buttigieg would help oversee the country's highway system, planes, trains, and mass transportation system. In a report, British lawmakers are urging Britain to spearhead an international effort to replace the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. They are also calling for tougher relations with Tehran. Parliament's watchdog Foreign Affairs Committee says the deal to rein in Iran's ballistic missile program is now a shell of an agreement and beyond repair. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Rebels from the Boko Haram extremist group are claiming responsibility for abducting hundreds of boys from a school in Nigeria's northern Katsina state last Friday. More than 300 students are still missing from the government assigned secondary school in Kankara. The gunmen attacked the school, although scores of other boys managed to get away. A spokesman for Nigeria's president says the government and the attackers are negotiating the fate of those boys. The United Nations said more than 2 million children in the Tigray region of Ethiopia have been cut off from humanitarian assistance for more than a month. The UN said was prepared to provide essential services to malnourished children in the embattled region, but needed access to Tigray that Addis Ababa is currently not allowing. Telecommunications have been cut and access limited to the Tigray region since violence broke out back on November 4th, making it difficult for humanitarian agencies to evaluate the needs there. A UN spokesman said the agency was working with Ethiopia's government to reestablish access to the conflict zones. Ethiopia's government took military action against Tigray after the region's forces attacked a military camp of federal troops back in November, according to President Abiy Ahmed. Abiy's government considers the regional government led by Tigray's People's Liberation Front as illegitimate. The TPLF denied staging the attack. Guinea President Alpha Conde is appealing to citizens to unite as he begins his third term in office. In a speech following his inauguration on Tuesday, Conde called on Guineans to renew the solidarity of the state to heal wounds and cement terms of peace. His appeal followed deadly clashes during the October vote, boycotted by opposition candidates, upset that Conde pushed through a constitutional change allowing him to run despite a two-term limit. His main rival, former Prime Minister Silo Dayolo, claims he won the election, alleging irregularities in the official poll results. Cuban scientists on Tuesday dismissed a report released by the U.S. attributing radio frequencies as the possible cause of a mysterious health incident that affected American diplomats working in Havana. The real cause of the diplomats accredited to the island, though suffered conditions including dizziness, are still unknown. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.